I'm multitasking in here, boys.
No. What are you doing?
Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah, I am.
No.
I'm literally. I'm literally.
Literally.
Naturally.
Not figuratively.
Uh-huh.
Uploading the interview with Mayor Byinsky to that website that we have on that interweb. I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
That interweb thing?
Yeah, WTAW.com.
.com.
That's very prompt.
Mm-hmm. We aim to please around here. Mm-hmm. So we're minutes ahead when seconds count. When news breaks, we fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But while in publish, yeah, there it is. See? And then 3, 2, 1. There it is. Yay,
yeah.
It's posted. But I wanted to take that opportunity to also tell you that if you go to WTAW.com, that is, and you click on the tab that says Infomaniacs, and if you do that here in about 16 minutes.
What happens?
At 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I posted on the Infomaniacs section, and that's also where Patrick, and by the way, and I've mentioned this before, Patrick, who's taking care of news right now in Scott's absence, Patrick is who we refer to as our web guru, if you will.
Yes, he is.
And I can see by the way that it posted that it's kind of taking over some of our time.
And I'm fixing it as we speak, because I am a web guru.
You're the man.
Now, y'all are both multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
yeah.
Tap.
Yeah. I'm playing Words with Friends.
Yeah. 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 There's your productivity.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What I wanted
just wanted to multitask like you all.
What I wanted to tell you about, though, is it was a video that was brought to my attention, and it's a video from YouTube that I didn't link to it. I embedded it on our website. Now, mm-hmm. Obviously, I kind of partially failed at embedding it on our website because it's taking up too much space, and that's what Patrick's fixing right now. Mm-hmm. It's a video of, let me see, 12 teenagers. I would say probably 13 to 15, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're using super soakers to recreate a Bellagio fountain-like performance.
It is very Bellagio-like.
I just think it is fantastic.
It is.
So I would strongly encourage you to now in 14 minutes and 40 seconds to go to WTAW.com and click on the Infomaniacs tab and see the video that says Kids Create Bellagio-Style Water Show in Pool. It is it is fascinating. And I wrote on there, if you've ever been to Vegas, you know one of the few and worthwhile free things to do is enjoy the fountains at Bellagio, because just about everything else is going to take cash, varying amounts of it, out of your pocket.
Uh-huh.
But this took some time and talent, so hats off to these kiddos for doing that.
Absolutely.
Uh-oh. After I got done talking about that, I didn't have anything else to talk about. Dang. Hey, Tom said he was playing Words with Friends, and speaking of Facebook-type stuff.
Sure.
Zynga, that's the partner, that's the company behind Words with Friends,
mm-hmm.
but also behind Farmville, Cityville.
Oh, the ones who pollute my Facebook feed.
Yeah, Empires and Allies and all that other kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now they are teaming up with Pizza Hut to help fight world hunger. So now when you're fighting the good fight on Farmville and building your barn and harvesting whatever and uh-huh. clogging up Patrick's Facebook news feed, you can purchase exclusive in-game items for $5, and all proceeds from these specific purchases will go to the World Food Programme. I say programmy because it's spelled with two M's and an E on the end. Yes,
right.
Yes, I know.
Yes, yes, like the entry.
The pieces are both cutesy and educational. For example, the Farmville item is the blue horse-drawn cart full of vegetables stamped with the World Food Programme initials. So
on Farmville.
There you are.
To help hunger.
If you're into that type
of
thing.
We are the cow.
So, yeah, something like that. I just want to eat the cow. You know,
we'll eat the cow.
Yeah, if you're hungry, you will. So I'm hungry. Now I am hungry, thinking about some delicious beef. We were talking so much steak in the last half hour. I mean,
oh, yes, because it's Texas Ranch.
It's that time again.
Mm-hmm. Coming up.
New York man has received a patent for building the ultimate snowman. Ignacio Asperes submitted the patent application in 2006, quote, for facilitating a construction of a snowman/woman, end quote. Asperes wrote on his patent application, "The following is not a joke patent. It's completely serious and is a serious undertaking to obtain a patent." The application goes into great detail, and in 25 pages, he writes about the history of snowmen, as well as how to perfectly construct a snowman, from creating symmetrical snow boulders to what preferred embodiments should go on it, such as hats and mittens. And he received the patent earlier this month on a snowman.
Just in time for the first snowfall.
Does Ignacio not have a job?
He doesn't need one. He has a money-making patent now.
Well, no, because he has a melting patent is what he has.
Yeah.
Or he has a patent on something that's not going to be around for very long. I don't know. Maybe the ephemeral quality of what he got his patent for.
You call that annual job security.
Maybe so.
No.
So what, he thinks he's going to get some sort of annual contract? It's time now to build the big snowman again.
Yeah.
Yeah, call Ignacio, because he's the only one with the patent, therefore he's the only one that can do it.
It's
in New York, so it'll be unionized in the blink of an eye if they start doing that.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Look for the union
something
snowman.
Like that.
Something.
Ah, we're getting to sing a lot more than we get to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we didn't have Music Tuesday.
I guess
that's true.
Don't test me.
You're supposed to be nicer than Scott.
Well,
you have that
maybe,
reputation.
Maybe,
no, mildly, but
maybe
nicer,
so. Yeah, so. It's all marginal or subjective. I also am much faster on the trigger of turning off microphones.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time since Scott's either turned me or turned off you or me. But I think the last time Bill was in, I turned him off.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was just
he
like,
was misbehaving.
Like, that is enough from you. That is enough from you. I look at it's like a radio penalty box.
I see.
You're in the penalty box for 30 seconds.
I know. What was he doing? Talking about something in Hutchinson, Kansas?
Probably
or something.
So.
Yes,
probably
right.
So. Yeah, and that, you know, talking about something that happened in the Midwest.
Right. Yeah. We know. Yeah.
Central Florida ice cream man.
Bill, we're joking.
Bill's
you're listening.
Like, Bill,
I know.
Like, what did I do to you?
Yeah. Bill, you get picked on even if you're not here. You ought to know that by now.
Careful, he's going to call in.
Yeah.
Central Florida ice cream man has received numerous complaints after locals mistook his ice cream cone costume.
What can you mistake that for?
Well, apparently I'll put it to you this way. The sharp part of the cone was not pointed toward the ground as if you were holding an ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was somewhat upside down, perhaps.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that it was pointed toward the top.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing the cone color might not have been the color of a traditional cone. It might have been more of a white or off-white.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So you have a cone shape pointing toward the sky, perhaps white in color, and I don't know, maybe with eye holes in it.
Uh-huh.
It was mistaken for a KKK outfit.
Oh, I see.
Apparently, the complainers are overlooking the fake sprinkles and waffle cone design that are a part of the costume. So if it's a waffle cone, now this just sounds like people getting their dander up.
Uh-huh.
Keep your dander down, all right?
That's right.
Don't get in a wad over some guy trying to sell ice cream.
They were lactose intolerant anyway.
Maybe that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Hey, by the way, speaking of lactose intolerant, which made me think of an intolerance of gluten and things like that.
Yeah.
And going back to the Facebook conversation,
mm-hmm.
It was last night, right before I went to bed, I checked my Facebook page, and there was a post on the wall from a Nicole Zeinert.
Well, she had just listened to the Infomaniacs bit that I posted about y'all asking for cookies, and she said she will do that.
And so she said, Tom, she said, Tom, that she was going to make us some cookies.
Oh, really?
When? And with extra gluten in them.
Are they here yet?
I'm pretty stoked about that.
No, not yet.
Oh. Will they be here today, or do I have to hang around
until
like 9:02?
No, not today.
Oh, good. 9:20.
Good. Yes.
Hello.
Hey, I just want to let y'all know that the waffle cone incident was a cone with vanilla ice cream in it, and it was upright.
Really?
And apparently, the new KKK uniforms have sprinkles on them.
Yeah.
All right, so there you have it.
It's
clarified.
Mm-hmm.
And so, once again, we have people with too much time on their hands.
Yes. Hey. Tell Nicole I don't want to be picky, but I not only want cookies, but I'd like warning when they're coming, too.
Okay.
Please.
Well, yeah. I can tell you they'll probably be made tonight.
So cookies tomorrow?
They'll be nice and cool by the time I grab them off the counter the next morning.
Yeah, and you eat half of them, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, I got to drive up here.
Well, while we're being picky, tell her I prefer them gooey in the middle. So I prefer non-crunchy cookies.
Well, these aren't crunchy. They're interesting. You said
they've got a little kosher salt on them.
They've got kosher salt on them, and they're a little dry. They're not I don't know how to describe them. You eat them, and you can tell everyone tomorrow what you think they are. I don't know how to describe them.
We'll have the great cookie taste test tomorrow.
We shall.
Hello?
You know, in fairness to the overly sensitive people with the ice cream cone outfit, it was pretty creepy. It reminded me of the Burger King guy. You may not have been able to make a KKK case for it, although I see why they did that, but just the overall creepiness factor was enough to get it out of there.
All right, I've got a picture of it right now. I'm pulling.
All right, well, I'm just saying.
There it is.
It wasn't the best looking ice cream cone in the world.
Well, yeah, I'll agree with that. All right, man, thanks. That's Clip Howard.
Clip Howard of our sports station.
He's got a show on a sports station here in town.
From 4 to 6.
Let's see here. All right, this is pulling up, apparently it's a blog post from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, the story we had was from Florida. This is in Atlanta. No, it is. Florida ice cream shop. Their mistake melted their business. The longtime reign of What's-It as the world's worst mascot has mercifully come to an end. Motorists driving by the Ocala business are mistaking the white hooded ice cream cone mascot for a Ku Klux Klan protester. But I got to go with the other caller, and I will agree with Chip too. All right, this is a horrible ice cream cone design, but it is clearly a cone. What they're mistaking for a Klan hood, if you will, is the dollop of vanilla ice cream that is coming out of the top of the cone. But there's a full cutout for the face. The last time I checked, and I'm no expert on the Klan for obvious reasons, but the last time I checked, they hid their face because that's what cowards do.
Uh-huh.
They obstruct their face when they've got their hoods on.
In fairness, the picture I see, he's standing waving at traffic, but his wave looks more like a salute.
See, but he's just got one hand up. And you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't know if he's moving his hand back and forth.
Yeah, it's a KKK guy giving a Nazi salute. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete Nutrition.
Hey, do you have dirty carpet? Well, you know what you need to do? You need to buy a new vacuum, and I know exactly where you need to buy it. You need to go to Sovac City. We have the largest selection of vacuums in the Brazos Valley, and we have the staff that knows which vacuum will be best for your carpet and lifestyle. Do you need a canister vacuum or an upright? Do you need bagged or bagless? These are questions that we can answer. Stop by our store in College Station in front of the HEB or the new location at 700 South Bryan in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on down and see us, or visit us online at sovacdirect.com or sovaccity.com.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
All right, as I said a minute ago, I don't... You know, I see both sides in this to a degree as far as it being a poorly thought out design. But because of this quote, and until proven otherwise, Ocala, Florida is now the wussiest town in the United States of America. Here's the quote. One woman was, quote, so frightened by the white dollop patrolling the street corner that she called her husband crying and refused to drive through the intersection. He is an ice cream cone waving at you in broad daylight. This is hardly someone obstructing their face with a hood and burning a cross at night.
Yes.
Yep.
So just say it.
Yeah.
I don't think he even said bye before he hung up on that phone call.
Right.
Yeah. No.
And the pictures I'm looking at, you know, your KKK uniform just have the eye holes cut out, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because cowards
obstruct
their face.
Yeah. These have the whole face is showing.
So there you are.
You know.
I'm out of it.
All right, let's see here. Real quick, how about five things that are disappearing from hotels, or five new trends in hotels, I should say.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Five new trends in hotels. Increasing fees. Your hotel bill may include some unpleasant surprises. Not just the usual $20 a day resort and amenity fee, but how about a required $12 housekeeping surcharge or fee for storing your luggage in the lobby? That would stink. You do that, not stay in there again.
No.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Lobbies as social hubs, colorful seating, free internet service, trendy cocktail and coffee bars. Because after all, you want to talk to the creepy guy that's in 309. You want to hang out with him and have a beverage from a plastic cup, don't you?
Right.
Disappearing tubs. Unless you're booking a suite, your next stay in a hotel room may not offer the luxury of a bath. Many newly built hotels are offering showers only. Marriott, for example, is putting showers in 75% of the rooms, bathtubs in only 25%.
Wow.
I'm wondering if ADA won't come into question or come into, you know, how that's all going to work out.
Right.
Course, you know, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Pump dispensers. The advent of pump dispensers, good news and bad news. If you don't like those little tiny bottles, or if you do like those tiny bottles, but the hotels have switched to pump dispensers, often have complimentary bottles or wrapped soaps upon request at the front desk. And then finally, and I like this, checking in electronically. We've stayed at a place that offered this. Mm-hmm. And you've just kind of got like a docent, if you will.
Right.
A greeter that helps you if you need some help, but otherwise you check yourself in. And I actually don't mind that at all because I love me some easy checkout too.
And it spits out your little key card to you?
Is that what it does? Yeah, it does. And just comes out down at the bottom and it's kinda like when I go to Chuck E. Cheese and load up my card there. So you laugh, there's a point of reference. I have children. Don't discount them.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think that's good.
This date in history.
I love this part.
This date in 1787, the newly completed U.S. Constitution was voted on by the Congress to be sent to the state legislatures for approval. You realize now it would never get passed.
Yeah, you're right.
It would never happen again.
Oh,
it would not happen in today's political climate.
Yeah.
And that is, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic or anything. I don't think it would pass.
No. And the Constitution would be like War and Peace.
Oh, gosh.
Thick, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right. Forget it.
Uh-huh.
This date in 1920, 8 members of the Chicago White Sox were indicted for allegedly throwing the 1919 World Series against the Cincinnati Reds. Of course, it became the Black Sox scandal.
Yeah. Say it ain't so, Joe.
Yeah. And also in baseball, this date 1941, Ted Williams of the Bo Sox finished the season with a batting average of .406. And, of course, he was the last major leaguer to hit .400+. So there you go. You got 40 seconds.
No. Elisabetta Canales. Yeah, there you go. She'll be known for two things now, the former girlfriend of George Clooney and a former contestant on Dancing with the Stars. She was eliminated from the show last night.
Hit the bricks.
Even though the judges had given her high marks, her professional partner high marks. But I'm sorry, she's out of here. And the voice of both reason and the curmudgeon is leaving 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Andy Rooney will deliver his 1,097th essay this Sunday, and it will
and
be.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, it'll be his final one.
He's 92.
92 years old. He's been on 60 Minutes since 19.
Fox News Radio.